let's say, a neighborhood into a few apartment buildings, and also have parks and areas for children to play. We need to have capable managers, good planners, and hard work. And your work in those areas is very difficult. Unfortunately, some managers go after easy jobs and leave the difficult jobs for the next manager, and he does the same, and this means laziness, and this laziness will lead to having cities out of shape like Tehran. And since Islamic and Iranian identity are inseparable, we need also at the same time to fortify our buildings and have good homes for people. There is another point here I'd like to emphasize, and that is to give good service to people. I remember when Dr. Ahmadinejad was heading municipality, he adopted a policy of transparency and accountability, and that was a very good policy. Of course, Dr. Ahmadinejad's personal style was also another reason for municipality to work hard and have our people satisfied. But municipality should remember that there are criticisms, and we should not find it, or at least try to find alibis in order to justify our shortcomings. I'm talking about the managers. Now, keep in touch with people, stay in touch with people and see what their problems are. I'm not sitting here talking only about city council or municipality. Having a meeting and talk to people in person, which is not a bad idea, but the problem is deeper than that. We have people who go to municipalities and city council and take their problems to their elected officials. You really need to respect people. I'm talking about the clients, and help them solve their problems, and do it quickly. Don't waste time, and this way you can have people's trust. Without people trusting you, you will not be successful, not only in municipality and in city council, but in all our offices and branches. People trusting you will help you solve half the problem. Now, sometimes we probably have difficulty for some of our managers to pursue a goal and do their job. But once people see that you are working hard and you're trying, they'll trust you. Municipality is one of those offices and one of those areas that lots of people go there for inquiries, to do their paperwork, and to do what they need to do. And I have seen indexes showing where people are complaining about. Unfortunately, we have had lots of complaints from municipalities and, of course, other offices. This is not anything that we should be proud of. I would like to emphasize once again, our managers should have clean hands. Municipality has the job of giving certificates or permits, building permits and the like. And our mayor and other top managers should always be vigilant and check their lower managers and make sure that people who work under them are have clean hands. And we have had different gardens or green areas that have been cleared off their trees and turned into buildings and apartments, homes. That was an unfortunate case. We need this greenery for the citizens and their well-being. And in my reports I've also read about wasting our people's money and being very careless with the budget and spending so much money to run the offices or charging people differently. Our managers should be very careful when spending public money. No manager has the right to waste public money, as Dr. Ghalibaf mentioned. I'm glad that he did so, and this needs to be taken into consideration. There are managers who do favors to their cronies, and they get money under the table money, and these are terrible things that we need to do something about. We need to be very careful in choosing our managers. We need to choose managers that have Islamic manners. And I'm glad to say that at this time we have women working actively alongside with men, of course with Islamic dress code, and they're doing good jobs. We have had women in top management levels and educated women, and this is something to be proud of, and it should be applauded. I have read reports, translations of reports, and about Iranian women who represents our country in international committees, and shows who an Islamic woman really is. We have lots of educated women. I hear that around 60% of our university students are among women. Women are surpassing the boys in entering universities. Now, we have cultural centers run by municipality, and Dr. Ghalibaf should also take a deep look and a careful look at these cultural centers and how they are run. We need a good management system, revolutionary and religious management system for these cultural centers in order to run them in Islamic way. Now, we have lots of billboards advertising foreign manufactured products. Of course, I understand that using these billboards can be profitable for the municipality, but it also changes the landscape of the city. Now, these billboards are very large. It advocates consumerism, And on top of that, it advertises foreign-made goods, whereas we are trying to promote goods produced domestically. After all, we need to create jobs for our people. And here we see billboards advertising products made in some country on the other side of the world. Now, we cannot focus only on earning money. Of course, I understand that to attract customers, we need to advertise, but we should be a little more delicate in choosing our billboards, the area, the way we advertise them, and we should not really go to extremes and having the city filled with advertising billboards. I was traveling on one of these highways. I saw a very huge billboard was installed by the side of the highway, and this huge and gigantic billboard, almost 10 by 3 or 4 meters, and when we passed this billboard, and when I looked back, I saw this huge black billboard. Now, one side of the billboard was a picture of cars, and the other side was a black surface, totally black. Why should we have billboards like that? Why should we blacken our city horizons? Because people traveling from opposite direction will see a huge billboard with nothing on it except black. Why should this be there? This is going to make our landscape ugly. Why can't we have these billboards have at least pictures on both sides? This is very easy to see. I don't understand why our managers do not pay attention to these fine points. I talked about my recommendations, and may God help you do your job well, and doing a job well done, as Dr. Ghalibaf and other managers said, I'm sure we will have our people feeling that Tehran is not left on its own device. And I'm sorry to say that our city administration and the way it's managed is not satisfactory, and some people in Iran, in Tehran, think that the city has no manager, and sometimes I travel in the city and I see mismanagements here and there, and I myself see that sometimes that this city has been left to its own device. Why should we have apartments, homes at the slope in the slopes of our mountain? If you allow some of these people who devour our land, they will take all the land in Tehran, and they confiscate that and sell it to people, and people will go there and build our cities in a totally unmanaged way. And if you work hard and do what you're supposed to do, then they will feel that there are managers running the city. And this, as I mentioned, needs good managers. May God help you all. Do what you need to do, and I wish you all the best, and I wish you all the success, and I'm sure God will reward you for your hard work, and we also value your hard work as well. And yes, our people will also appreciate your hard work. May it be so. Amen.